Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
While speaking about her latest project, Proud Mary, Taraji P. Henson confirmed to BlackFilm.com that her TPH production studio will be producing an Emmett Till biopic. Well, you know, Taraji spoke about the project. She's going to play Emmett Till's mother, Mamie Till Bradley. She also revealed that John Singleton will be directing the now unnamed film. And for those of you who may not know, Emmett Till was a young African-American man. He was 14 years old. He was lynched in Mississippi in 1955 after a white woman said she was offended by him in her family's grocery store. Now, the brutality of his murder and the fact that his killers were acquitted drew attention to the long history of violent persecution of African Americans in the United States. Mamie Till Bradley, who, by insisting that photos of her son's disfigured body be published, served to galvanize the civil rights movement. Now, you know, growing up as a child, I remember everybody in their house had a copy of that horrific photo. It was published in the centerfold of Jet magazine. It is still in my head today after all of these years. So I know this movie is going to be, oh my goodness, what can I say? Now, this isn't the first time that Taraji and John have worked together. Her collaboration with Singleton goes back to when she starred opposite Tyrese Gibson in Singleton's 2001 film, Baby Boy. Remember that one? She also starred opposite her Empire co-star, Terrence Howard, in Craig Brewer's 2000 film, Hustle and Flow, which, by the way, John Singleton produced. So you know what? They've got a long history. I know this is going to be something to behold. In the meantime, Taraji's film Proud Mary opens tomorrow. That's January 12th. And good for Dolly Parton. She is changing the name of her popular entertainment show to exclude any reference to the Confederacy. Well, honey, you know the internet racists have been howling over this. But the country music legend decided to drop Dixie from her decades-old Horseback Stampede dinner show at the Missouri Entertainment Destination in recognition that attitudes have changed, Dolly says. And instead of being called the Dixie Stampede, the show will be called Dolly Parton's Stampede. Now, you know, as I said, some of Dolly's fans have lashed out angrily on Twitter. Here's my memo to the racist fans. Dolly has moved on. You should too. And for all these stories and more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood. And don't forget to check out our podcast this week with up-and-coming triple threat Andre Petrie. All of that at AURN.com.